The Dutch were a huge colonial power in our part of the world. Southeast Asia was known as the Dutch East Indies. After the Second World War, Indonesian members of the Dutch army and their families who'd been brought up and educated as Dutch citizens returned to Holland. Peter van Dongen's family was part of this exodus. His mum was a child when she left for Holland. Peter travelled to Indonesia last year with copies of his graphic novel, Rampokan. It's a brutal family story of the 1940s. And he spoke with Kate Evans at the Ubud Writers Festival. Just to let you know, there is a small piece of strong language in this interview.
My mother, she's born here in 1941 on Sulawesi, northern part of Sulawesi, Manado. And her parents, my grandparents, they are born from the northern Maluku, Ternate, it's a small island, a volcano island. And my grandfather, he was a soldier for the colonial Dutch army. And my grandmother, she was Chinese, half northern Maluku. And my grandfather, he was Indo, but they were colored, they were dark Chinese. So my roots are from my mother's side here in Indonesia.
How much was that part of your family story? Was it a, you know, did you know all about what happened in the 1940s here, for example, or did you have to dig to find the stories?
I have to dig, because, I knew a couple of stories about my grandfather, because, of course, he was beheaded by the Japanese, because he was a soldier for the Dutch colonial army, so the enemy during World War II here in Indonesia, so he was taken prison. So these stories were told, but not in detail, because my grandmother, when I asked my grandmother about her husband that time in Indonesia when I was 15 years old, she never could talk about it because she started crying. And my mother, she never had any, maybe two memories of her father. And yeah, they are very vague. But so there are some stories about the paradise, of course, and the white beaches of Ternate, the island. And I found out later it was just a black volcano beach. But it's just obvious. Those who once lived in the Dutch Indies, who went to Holland after the independence, they are still looking back to their youth for their paradise. So that's why the black beaches became white in their memories, right? So, but when I started this graphic novel, Rampokan, I had to dig really deep into the research because I didn't know anything about the real thing that happening here during the military actions from the Dutch against the Indonesian freedom fighters. So I learned a lot of things because at school, at home in Holland, at history lessons, I never really had any history lessons, proper history lessons about this topic. We learned everything about the German occupation in Holland. So you're aware of this all. And then you find out later about this military aggression of Dutch military, who went after World War II, sent it by the government because on duty, because it's not their fault, but they had to go to in the Dutch Indies to fight this freedom fight of Indonesia, the independence movement. But what they all did, sometimes the same was what the Germans did in the Ukraine or in Poland or even Holland, just executed civilians by hundreds. And it's happened here as well with just villagers from Indonesian kampung villages. And it was so surprising me and stunning me that I had the idea I have to tell this to people.
And so, I mean, there's a very long history of the Dutch in this area. Does it mean that whole history of colonialism is something that's hidden? And I wonder if, looking at you, what you mean to to other Dutch citizens? I mean, are you a reminder of colonialism?
Yeah, I'm a reminder, but it's accepted. It's not bad. I mean, not for the Indonesian. Well, not in my time, when this people, my grandmother in the 1950s, and all the others who choose for Holland, when they came in Holland, of course, people were afraid. They had just World War II just behind, and then those 300,000 new kind of refugees, they came into their home country, Holland, taking their jobs, and they were afraid, they were dark, and they said, well, now you don't belong here, go away. Just actually the same things every time if foreign people come to a Western country or Australia, everybody is afraid of losing their jobs. It's still the same. But in 1950s, with the Indos, the half-blood, the mixed people, it was also there, but only exception, those people, they were speaking Dutch because they were Dutch, had the same Dutch education. For me, I was just born in a different time, next generation, so it was already accepted you were somebody from, not from Holland, but with ancestors from the Dutch Indies. But of course you were named like stinking Chinese or yellow one or fucking Moluccan, because during the hijacking of the trains in the 1970s, these Moluccan youngsters, they shot just innocent people in the train. Of course it was something really bad, but suddenly everybody who looks a little bit Indonesian or Moluccan, they were suddenly kind of enemy in those times. So from that time I was aware of this, that I was Dutch but slightly different than my blonde friends.
So can you describe the style of this graphic novel? So it's telling the story of 1946, but what sort of artistic style have you used? How have you done it?
Well, I'm very influenced by the Belgian school, like Hergé, the founder of Tintin, and some others, friends of Hergé. So the clear, you call it the clear line, but it's just like Tintin, but then on my way. And because it's in Indonesia, it reminds me of Tintin's Blue Lotus. It's taking place in China, in Shanghai. And it's the thing, I draw a reality world from the past. So it's needed, you have doing good research with that. So finding your photos, material, your footage and everything. And that's if you draw in a clear line style, you have to do that. As it is, if you are there, when I read The Blue Lotus when I was a child, I had the feeling I was there in Shanghai.
I guess the difference with what Hergé does is that your work is a lot darker. So who is it for? Who's your audience? Or who did you imagine your audience was? And I'm wondering if it's different in Holland and in Indonesia.
Well, it's definitely not for children. Not for children till 16 years old, I think. It's too difficult. I mean, it's a happy drawing style, so people were confused when they saw my book in a happy Tintin style, but the topic was very dark, so they were confused. So I thought, well, that's a good thing, because they asked me, well, why didn't you do it in a style like Joe Sacco? Maybe it's a comic graphic novelist, maybe a journalist who's making comics about Palestine, and it's more like... Yes, it's different. It more appeals apparently to this kind of dark stories style. And if you're using this happy Tintin style, people are confused. But then I think, well, that's a good thing. If people are confused about your work, that is the thing what you need. And I think it's important for me when I drew this, just to be there with my images and my research to the reader. And I hoped, of course, those people who were once lived here in the Dutch Indies, those generations who left to Holland, that they recognized their youth again when they're reading my and watched my panels and my pages. And in fact, even here in Indonesia, also the Indonesian readers here, the older
generation,
it's been translated to Indonesia and now in English for the Southeast Asian Australian market. And even here, the Indonesian who born in the 1950s, still then they told me, yeah, what you drew, it's just the Indonesia, Jakarta, of my youth. And in Holland, most of the people are people from age like 30 till 50, 60 or 70. But here in Indonesia, I was surprised. There are so many youngsters, young people from their 20s, who are taking this book and who admire this book, because for them it's a past they never... new, because nowadays Jakarta, it's so completely different than Batavia in the Dutch times. But for them, those Indonesians, they are not really having this, this feeling about against the Dutch. So after the independence of Indonesia, Sukarno thought, well, everything what was Dutch, it should be just forget about, just to turn down or so forget about the Dutch. But this new generation is just eager to learn more about this generation, this time. But of course it's a middle class but it is really interesting because I think a Becha driver, he is struggling for life, everyday life, because he doesn't care about my comic, I think. He doesn't care about those old buildings. I don't want to be polite. I think those who have a really tough life here in Indonesia, and there are many, they have enough troubles with finding the life here. But for the middle class, it's for them, those youngsters. They are eager to learn about things about the past they never had at school.
You said that in, at home, sometimes people see you and they say, "Oh, you're Melaka."
Yeah.
When you arrive in Indonesia, what do the Indonesians see when they see you?
Well, I thought I could hide myself because of that, because I thought, well, I look like an Indonesian, apparently. But here I found out, actually immediately, I was somebody from Europe, you know, Italian or Frenchman or Spain, still, of course. But so I was a little bit disappointed, of course. Well, I accepted it. It is what it is, right? I'm from Europe. I'm from Holland. I'm not an Indonesian. I'm mixed, but I look like Italian or something, or even Spanish people or Mexican people sometimes in Holland. They think I'm from Mexico. So I'm apparently hard to place somewhere. That's fine also, because they couldn't point me as easy as a British guy who is blonde. And it's more easy if you are somewhere and you are recognizable. In India, they thought I was from Kashmir or from Nepal or Tibet. So I was not really a Western guy for them. I'm different, of course. But it made me think about, my identity as it is. I'm born in Holland, but I'm a little bit different than the real Dutch people. But still, I'm feeling well with it. And I can still, if I'm here at the Sulawesi or other islands, except of Bali or Java, they recognize my Indonesian background. They ask me, "Do you have Indonesian or Indonesian father?" Here on Bali, I think there are so many tourists from everywhere, but on Sulawesi there are less tourists. So, and then maybe those people there in Sulawesi, they take their time to see you, really who you are, and they come up to me. They say, "Yeah, you should be somebody from here." I am.
Peter van Dongen, thank you so much for speaking to us on RN.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Will.
And Peter van Dongen's Rampokan is available in Dutch, English and Bahasa. It's published by Compass Gara Media, and we've got links to various websites on the Books and Arts page, which of course is at abc.net.au/RN. And Peter was speaking there to Kate Evans. You're with Books and Arts on RN.